SBS Radio. Karen Piskin elämä muuttui dramaattisesti, kun hän menetti rakkaan aviomiehensä 8 vuotta sitten. Pisk ei halunnut viettää loppuelämäänsä yksin, vaan päätti aloittaa uuden suhteen nykyisen kumppaninsa Ian Grodenin kanssa. Groden oli vanha perhetuttu, ja Piskin mielestä tämä ratkaisu oli täydellinen.
I was very good friends of his wife, who tragically passed away 6 months after my husband. So we discovered that we had a lot more in common than we had thought when we were friends as couples. So it wasn't really long at all. We said, well, you're lonely and I'm lonely, we should get together and then neither of us will be lonely. And that's been the solution. We're not denying that we were married happily, both of us for 40 years.
Vakavan suhteen aloittaminen varsin nopeasti pitkän avioliiton päätyttyä oli shokki Piskin perheelle. Hän sanoi, että muutama este on tullut vastaan matkan varrella, perheen kanssa käytetyn ajan ympäriltä sekä raha-asioiden tiimoilta.
We took things up as challenges and we almost, in inverted commas, muddled through. So that wasn't easy because all of a sudden we have a blended family.
Etelä-australialainen asianajaja Dino Di Rosa sanoo usein tapaavansa vanhempia yhdessä asuvia pariskuntia, jotka harkitsevat toista tai kolmatta avioliittoa. Hän sanoo, että monia huolestuttaa omaisuuden suojaaminen ja perheenjäsenten edut.
If you move in together, the question is, what happens to the house title? What happens to bank accounts? Is the relationship a real partnership? That's when rights start to accrue. If you keep assets separate and your relationship is one of boyfriend and girlfriend, there's no cohabitation, no rights generally start to accrue.
Tulevaisuutta ei voi ennustaa, mutta De Rosa ehdottaa, että ainakin lyhyellä aikavälillä omaisuus pidettäisiin mahdollisimman erillään.
You go 50-50 on things and it's pretty much a co-equal relationship. That's when I think it's more likely, especially in the short term, to be a situation where your assets are protected. In long term, circumstances change. One party might fall ill, aging. If you've lived together for 10, 20 years, there will be an issue of rights starting accruing in respect of assets held by the other party.
Kliininen psykologi Elizabeth Shaw johtaa Relationship Australian New South Walesin osastoa. Hän kehottaa pariskuntia keskustelemaan käytännön asioista, jotta myöhemmin vältyttäisiin riidoilta ja epäselvyyksiltä. Aina ei ole mahdollisuutta aloittaa alusta, jos jokin menee pieleen.
If you're looking at a new relationship and you're 58, you may be very concerned about losing that asset and you also might be concerned about losing the legacy for your children and seeing the things that you've carefully built up go out of the family to stepchildren and so on. So I think that does raise anxiety and not seeing that as unromantic and you don't trust me, but instead to say, look, that's a mature thing to do, to say, what sort of future do we want together? What are we both bringing to the table? How can we be practical about that so that we can get on with really enjoying each other?
Viimeisimmän väestönlaskennan mukaan 1,8 jokaisesta 1000 yli 65-vuotiaasta miehestä ja 0,8 jokaisesta 1000 naisesta ovat päättäneet erota. Shawnin mukaan uusi avioliitto vanhemmalla iällä ei aina toimi, jos jompikumpi osapuoli ei ollut siihen valmis.
People have not properly worked through and resolved the issues from the first relationship. And I think that to take the time to really think to yourself, why did that breakup happen? What have I learned from that experience? Where am I up to in my own life? All of those sorts of deeper reflections. And what do I want to offer a relationship and what do I want to get? Rather than being really resolved in themselves that they're in a good place to repartner. Or it may be that the person is very ready and very resolved and has done all that work, but they marry someone who hasn't done that work.
Kulttuurin tai yhteisön asettamat odotukset saattavat myös vaikuttaa uuden puolison hankintaan kuoleman tai eron jälkeen. Shawnin mukaan muiden odotukset saattavat ehkäistä uuden suhteen muodostamista.
Families can really say, well, if you really love that person, you should be loyal to them for the rest of your life. Or when you're more advanced in life, sometimes your children weigh into it and they don't believe that you should have the chance to move on. I think there's a lot of ageism in our society and that people in later life are not supposed to experience desire, and now you've got time to be a full grandmother or grandfather, those expectations may not really fit what you want for your life.
Shaw rohkaisee uutta avioliittoa harkitsevia kohtaamaan mahdolliset esteet.
We are relational beings and most people want to be close to others. It's certainly not the case that an intimate partner is the only way to feel good about yourself. There are some people who choose never to partner again and that's a very satisfying life. But for people that do want to repartner, although I'm naming a number of practical things like working with stepchildren and money and so on, these are just problems to be resolved. They're not things to put you off.
Karen Piske ei aio solmia uutta avioliittoa, mutta sanoi, että Grodenin kanssa yhteen lyöttäytyminen on tarjonnut kumppanuussuhteen, josta hän haaveili.
A lot of people like living on their own, but if it is the case that you feel like you would like to have a new partner and shared experiences, then you wouldn't just sit back and let them fly through the window. Everything these days requires some measure of proactivity, and eventually something happens. And I would never say that you have to spend the rest of your life alone.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.